What's going on, guys? Welcome once again to the social circle. It's time to just stay social. Fuck being socially distant, because ain't got to worry about corona no more. You got to worry about monkeypox, so don't be fucking monkeys out there.
I must be blind, but is this you, Christian? Yo, I was I did not see that. That's crazy.
We're sitting here in my backyard. It's me, Stormy, and a new guest. His name is Chris.
White boy Chris.
Nobody will ever recognize.
We're surrounded by a bunch of Corona and a bottle of.
Hypnotic.
That shit's pretty awesome. Hypnotic. I've like, never heard of it. But oh no, actually I've heard of it. I've seen the bottle. I just didn't know what it was. I didn't know if it was a champagne, a fucking liquor, whatever.
I thought it was champagne. Look at the way it's fucking
dude, I know. The way the bottle is shaped is crazy. But all right, I'm sick and tired of everyone fucking asking me about the NBA finals and how I felt and shit.
How'd you feel?
So let's just fucking talk. Let's just fucking talk about this, man. Yo, I'm glad I didn't bet no money. I'm glad I didn't bet no fucking money.
Jason Tatum choked.
Hold on. Tatum did not choke. Tatum played his heart out, man.
The last two games he choked. He even admitted himself he played bad.
He scored 13 points in the whole that game of six.
You can't blame the loss on one player.
Okay, we're not just
blaming. He's supposed to be our star.
Is supposed to be our star, absolutely.
It's not as much we're blaming him. It's more of the fact that, like, if he didn't have the mentality that he thought he had, that Kobe mentality. If you got to have the Kobe mentality, bro, you got to have that mentality. Let me just say this. I'm not going to say no disrespect to Kobe, but Kobe would probably be rolling. He's probably rolling around his grave right now thinking, like, dude, why is this dude... He's like I said, he trained so many good people. He trained Chris Paul, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Chris Paul, Tatum. I mean, Tatum, I think he's the closest one to being the next Kobe. Whoever disagrees with me, I mean, I don't blame you. I think he's the closest one to being the next Kobe. If he gets his mentality, mindset.
No, I totally agree with that. The way he plays, you know, he reminds me of a young Kobe. Mm-hmm. Even though I wasn't around when young Kobe was around, but like fucking...
Marcus Smart just chucking up them threes.
Oh my god, dude!
Like he's a shooter.
Marcus needs to stop. Marcus needs to stop.
DPOY,
that's the problem with him. That's what I'm saying, bro. He was DPOY this year. Congratulations. Pretty much, this year was not his year for shooting. He can't be taking 3-point shots like he's in his prime, like he's in his rookie year and shit. Like, bro, he used to be a good 3-point shooter. Don't get me wrong, but like. Listen, as the years catch up to you, you got to take it easy. You got to understand, you got other shooters on your team. You know?
Too big, Drake. Remember against the Heat, he actually was shooting them threes.
Against the Heat.
I don't know what happened. It's almost as if the they said, oh, shit, we're going against the Warriors in the finals. All right. We have to change our whole mentality the way we played against the Heat. I don't think they had an answer for Curry. It's more the fact they didn't have an answer for the other players. Nobody expected Wiggins to show up.
No,
like that. They said he carried the team in rebounds and points. And that he carried his team. Wiggins, the whole scoreboard for him, Curry, because Curry only had 16 points during that was game five, right?
Game five.
And they still won. They still won that.
Yeah, Curry had only 16 points, and he didn't make a single three. Nope. He was 0-for-9 in threes, which that's the first time in 4 years that's happened to him.
To be honest with you, Big Drink, this tells you that even without him, the Warriors could still pull some crazy like wins, bro. They got games still. It just proves you that the Warriors it's not as much. The Warriors don't need Curry. It's more of like, he didn't need to shoot threes. Mm-hmm. He had his team backing him up. Like Christian, Wiggins, bro. Were you expecting Wiggins to show up, bro? Like white boy Chris, expecting Wiggins?
Well, I've been following Wiggins since he came into the league.
Hell yeah! I
know he had the talent. Mm-hmm. He had the talent.
Yeah,
you're there.
He just had to, like every other superstar. He just had to be on a good team to blossom into mm-hmm. that superstar.
Big
basically.
Drake,
no, absolutely.
Is so right.
I agree. Wiggins.
They didn't know how to use
these other players. Okay, for example, Kevin Garnett. He was a hell of a player. Mm-hmm. How he got he deserved MVP when he got MVP when he was on the Timberwolves.
Correct.
You know, just like Andrew Wiggins started his career in the Timberwolves.
Correct.
But the thing is, he was on a good, he was a good player on the wrong team. Just like Damian Lillard right now. Yes. He's a good player on the wrong team. Zion Williamson, another one, a great player on the wrong team.
He's more injury prone.
Now he's more injury prone, yes. But it wouldn't have been like that if he was on a different team, I feel like. I feel like if he was on a different team, it wouldn't be like that.
Bro, Victor, you guys know who else was probably more injury prone? Victor Oladipo.
Yo, Oladipo. That dude, yeah.
But he was. No, that wasn't what I was saying. I'm talking about the dude with the yellow, the colored hair on the top.
The wrong person. Oh my god.
Hair on the top.
Fuck. What's his name? No. The nigga, he played for the Atlanta Hawks, bro. Oh my god. What was his name?
Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah, Schroeder. I think it was. Was it Schroeder?
Billy.
Stormy?
Right,
yeah. It was Dennis Schroeder.
He actually did pretty good at our team too. To be honest, he did pretty good. I don't know, dude, about like.
Hey, old lady. So, I don't know what just happened here.
I didn't know what it was.
So, anyways, but no. And you know, oh my God. So much shit to talk about. The Celtics playoff run in general, the Warriors playoff run. The Warriors didn't face elimination once.
Yo, can we talk about like Curry's like handles though?
Dude,
let's talk about the handles.
If we're gonna talk about Curry's handles,
yeah, like yo, big drink. Pretend you're
big drop.
Big yeah, drop. What? Oh, little drop.
Oh, I forgot. We had that argument last night.
Got off work like 2 hours ago.
So, you're Marcus Smart, right? You're sticking me. This is Curry with the handles, bro. He's like smart. Oh, I got defensive player
Curry
of the year.
Curry
forces. Be sticking me on defense. Hold up. Wait, I got Klay Thompson. I got Klay. He's gonna pass me the ball from down low. Here comes Draymond with the pick. He's just so fast. Curry has his speed is crazy, bro. He just once he gets the ball, it's over.
Dude, another one but another player that surprised me on the Warriors, Jordan Poole, surprised the shit out of me.
Yo, he was
in the finals, bro. Jordan Poole. You went from,
dude. Like his rookie year, he did good, but we didn't see nothing.
This nigga went from G League to fucking shooting buzzer beater 3-pointers in the finals, dog. Back to back.
Like, who are you?
Dude, who is this kid?
Are you Curry, bro?
The pool party.
Dude, he looked
the pool party, man.
Let me tell you this. If Curry was to ever either get injured or retire, Jordan Poole will be the next Curry, I think. If he keeps playing the way he's playing. Not the next one instantly, but he's close. He does those half-court shots. Curry looks at him, too. Look, Curry would be like this. Curry's giving him the look like, you're making half-courts like me, bro? Like, what?
So, here's my question, right? So, obviously, we're in a new decade now, but, like, you look back at the Warriors from 2015 to 2019, you know, their finals appearances. They won 3 finals from 2015 to 2019. They won 3 chips. Like, 3 out of 5 they won. Fucking, would you compare today's Golden State Warriors, or you know, from 2015 to now, would you compare them to any team from like the early 2000s or like the 90s and 80s?
Not really, because in the 2000s there wasn't so many 3-pointers. In the 2000s it was mostly like crossover mid range,
taking it in and shit.
Yeah,
they're just taking it in.
So I don't think like they're like, I don't know. I don't think they could compare to a team back then because they're like the styles are so fucking different.
Oh, yeah. How about this, my boy Chris? Another question. How about this? Would you want to compare them to the 80s and 90s NBA era?
No.
Right? Yeah, no.
Because they were all under the basket aggressive. They weren't really shooting unless it was like Jordan with mid-range.
And this is exactly what we were talking about last night.
Yeah, we were talking about this.
We were literally talking about this last night with some people out here. Exactly that, because like I made a post on Facebook and nobody commented or liked it or whatever. Because no. So basically what I asked was, would you compare today's Golden State Warriors to the Bulls with Jordan and Scottie Pippen, or would you compare them to the Lakers with Shaq and Kobe?
That,
I know that sounds stupid, but like who else was a shooter besides Kobe when Shaq was there? Or I should say like Magic and fucking who's there with Magic? Who's another shooter with Magic? I forget.
Shaq and Kobe won for the Lakers. How many titles?
Shaq and Kobe won 3 times together.
If the finals was the 2008 Boston Celtics versus the Golden State Warriors, who would have won?
Oh my God!
I'm gonna be honest. Let me say it right now. I definitely want to say the 2008 Celtics.
That's a tough one for me, bro. Cause like, you gotta think it's the big three plus four though. But that starting lineup was nasty though in 2008 for the Celtics. You had Kevin Garnett. You had fucking Rondo, Ray Allen. Fucking Paul Pierce, the truth. You had Kendrick Perkins if he was put in. Leon Poe, dude. Fucking Eddie House, dude. Eddie fucking House. Who remembers Eddie House, bro?
The thing is with our Celtics, though, right now against Curry's, it's like they don't have the speed necessary to actually fuck. Like Marcus Smart.
I feel like, but to answer your question, though, Stormy, definitely that series would have definitely, without a doubt, it probably would have went seven. It definitely would have went seven.
If it was
the 2008 Celtics.
Yep, you're right.
It definitely would have went seven. You got to think it's the OGs with the new kids on the block. You know what I mean?
I love that.
Right? You know,
that's a good comparison. Right? It's true. You got all these young bro. Guys, you know, and shit.
Oh my God!
People because
you got to understand. Who was in their prime in that? Rondo was in his prime. At that time, I believe Rondo was in his prime.
He hit his peak, I think.
I feel like Rondo was the only one that was the only one in that starting five that was in his prime. Well, KP as well. Perkins.
Kendrick Perkins, I forgot about him. He was
fucking. Oh man. let me say this right.
I'm looking at something right now that we're trying to get. We're trying to get Evan Fournier.
Oh, we don't need Duncan him again. Robinson. Okay, Duncan Robinson, I'll take him.
Norman Powell. Powell.
Oh, Powell. Right here. All
right, Dante Murray, Kevin Herter, and Terrence Ross.
Evan
Fournier. Oh, my God. Come on.
Kevin Herter, Dante Murray, Terrence Ross. These are people that we want to get.
Shit.
Duncan Robinson,
I'll take Duncan Robinson.
I don't think we're going to pick up a center because we got...
We don't need a center anymore. Right now we got Al Horford. Robert Williams is injury prone. He's dealing with knee soreness or whatever. He might need to get surgery, maybe not. We got Daniel Tice. Fucking Al Horford's a beast. Al Horford's a beast.
We got Derek White.
Derek, look, shut up.
We got what's his name?
Pritchard's a fucking beast, bro.
He's a beast.
Oh my God, I did not expect that.
Did you see what he was?
Yo, from.
So, all right. So, it's Big N. Big N. Big N has joined us, and we're gonna get to him in a second. I don't know. Big N, did you really follow the NBA like that? Like the finals and shit.
I watched a game or two.
Yeah. I know. It's not something I really wanted to talk about, but, like, every time I come outside, everybody asks me, like, dude, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about that shit? You know, I was just fucking tired of hearing it. You know what I mean? But, no, listen, I will say, yeah, go ahead, dude. I will say hats off to the Warriors. Congratulations on your fourth chip in 8 years.
Still fuck Draymond.
You know how to use a bottle opener?
Dude. Anybody receive the shirt that Draymond had too? The other way. Shirt?
Draymond sucks.
Yeah.
The fucking shirt that had the banners.
He had a banner.
I had our Celtic banners, right?
He had a shirt like.
And he had a shirt that like you know in that empty space that was supposed to be our shit. He was like, nope, maybe 23. Draymond got it or some shit.
Oh, but
Draymond didn't.
Only because the Celtics fans
Draymond
did.
Swears to God, he does something.
Mm-hmm.
When Curry got hurt and Clay was hurt, right? Remember? And then KD got hurt.
KD got hurt.
What did Draymond do?
Jack shit.
He scored what? 6 points 6 points per game, like 8 rebounds per game. Like, bro, you were fucking.
He had 15 fouls. 15,
like, bro.
He got fouled out one of the games.
In the finals, he was playing dirty as shit.
Yeah.
What he was doing to Grant Williams?
Yeah.
Dude, what he did to.
Brown's, like, fucking shorts down and shit.
Yep. Trying to pants him in front of everybody.
Bro, don't do that, bro. You pull his shorts out, bro.
You're I mean, it's better than Curry. Like
Draymond Green's a dirty player. He's a dirty. Oh yeah, when he threw his mouthpiece in the crowd, that was funny as shit.
No, bro. Draymond just likes to go.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, he kicked fucking what's his face? The dude from OKC, Steven Adams. He kicked him in the nuts.
Yeah, he kicked him in the nuts.
Oh,
he
that's crazy, bro.
He kicked Steven Adams.
You've never seen that video?
No.
He did it twice.
He did it.
Back-to-back games. Or was it in the same game?
Same game.
But since Draymond Green wants to talk shit, I'm going to talk shit about him. Draymond Green looks like Donkey from Shrek.
He looks like the guy that says, these nuts.
God rest his soul. He did pass away a couple years ago. Yeah, that dude died.
What?
Yeah, he died.
They found him dead, bro.
What the I forget what year it was. I think it was 2020.
It was
2020 he died,
dude,
I believe.
You know what's fucked up about that? It was not posted on anywhere. There's no way.
No, it was.
It was.
Yeah,
it was
Yeah, dude.
Really?
It was a big thing.
Yeah.
Dude, I feel so
and everybody kept reposting his video and shit. Hey yo, man! Something came in the mail for you. What is it? These nuts. That used to be my ringtone. No bullshit. That used to be my ringtone when it came out.
Dude, Draymond looks like the type of person that says, "If you don't give me like what I want, bro, I'm out."
No, Draymond is a pussy ass bitch.
He's like a Dennis Rodman, but
and I'll say that to his face.
He's like a Dennis Rodman, but worse.
Dude. Yeah, honestly, yeah, I would say he's definitely worse than Dennis Rodman.
Who?
Draymond. He's worse than Dennis Rodman back when he was in the Bulls, when he was on the Pistons. Oh, Dennis Rodman was bad on the Pistons.
The bad boy Pistons.
Fucking.
Bad boy Pistons were dirty, bro.
Oh, man. The dirtiest team in the NBA. And like, when he went to Chicago, you know, Jordan was like, dude, you're not doing that bullshit.
5,000 views, we'll streak the next Red Sox game.
The next Red Sox game?
Yeah. Gonna jump over. Butt
ass. Oh, hell no.
Run across that field.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm not going to jail for that, bro. There's kids that be at that game. I'm not going to be a level 3 sex offender.
I hope you can run.
I got bad knees, motherfucker. I can't run.
You better kick them in the knees.
Oh, and right there at center field is Big Drake from the Social Circle podcast running butt naked. Yeah, go
Billy,
Red
where the
Sox.
Hell is that? Hey, yo, bro, we gotta get these. What about these Snapchat hoes? Hold up.
Wait,
where's
these
white girls
up.
At, bro?
Instagram hoes? Come on, you guys.
Yeah,
you guys know
Stormy went to Whitey's last night.
White girls
yeah, dude. You know how many white girls give him his phone number? He never texts them.
Bro, you
could do it. I'm sitting there right now with my beard. Like, I'm 23, but I look 30.
We should actually all go in.
Fuck it.
Oh, my God.
Can't wait to get kicked out of there.
What do you do, bro?
No. So Mariah.
Doesn't like me.
Mariah doesn't fuck with him for some reason, dude.
What did you do?
No. She'll always.
I'm underage.
She'll check his ID. She'll check his ID, and she'll be like, "It's fake. I'm not serving you."
They're really doing that. They're checking IDs now.
Only certain bartenders will do it.
They don't
usually check people that come with me. Well, Laura specifically, she doesn't check IDs.
No, with
people that I go with.
She loves me.
Yeah, dude, because she knows you.
The other one doesn't.
So
like
I passed because I got a beard. She's like, yeah, he's good.
Bro, I can just say, yo, this is my cousin right here. Like, he just got out of jail or something.
I'll be like,
Mariah, check out these moves.
She's like, can you show me those moves?
Nah, do that Fortnite dance. So Big N and I were playing Fortnite last week.
Big look.
Look
at my boy Chris.
No shit. He's doing the.
He's
oh, man.
Do that, bro.
Yo.
My little brother can do that. I can't do that, bro.
the backpack hit.
Everyone add me on Xbox. Hi, I'm Awesome 40. I'll kick your ass in Rocket League, Call of Duty, MLB, and yeah, nah, I suck at Warzone. Y'all got that in Warzone.
Yo,
I fucking suck at Warzone.
Hold on, you said MLB. That's just Fortnite. You got 22?
I do play Fortnite,
bro. Oh my god, bro.
I already won my championship and wrote to the show my character's number home run.
Yo. You
told me that, yeah.
Oh my god.
Victory, tell about our Victory Royale of Fortnite.
Oh yeah, dude, it was crazy. So it was me, him, and Kadesha, right? Fucking and doing trios. We were doing trios. Fuck Apex, dude. Fuck you. Fucking. So like I died twice. Billy saved our ass. Fucking, it was like we were like all the way to the end. Kadesia had died. I had gotten shot down. Stormy comes in. He's do. It was two dudes on me, and he killed them both. Yeah, and we won.
Who's Stormy?
He's Stormy.
That's Billy? My nickname for the Boys and Girls Club. I don't know if you remember. That was,
yeah, you don't remember his nickname at the Boys and Girls Club?
You were there for it, dude.
I remember your name being Billy.
you're a smart guy, right?
Sometimes.
Where's your brother? He went home.
He went home. He gets me up early.
Oh,
he doesn't stay up man.
No, he's a busy man. Let's be up at 5.
5 in the morning.
Don't tell me he has a kid coming up.
5 in the morning.
Don't tell me he has a kid coming up.
No, he doesn't have a kid coming up.
I know he's a married man now, but come on now, bro.
I got 2 kids.
Oh, shit.
And the mother don't take care of him.
Dude.
Malvin knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God.
I respect it.
I'm not... Yo. Dude, what the fuck is this whole thing with gun control, man? Like, I feel like this is something that really needs
they
to be
don't
talked
give a
about.
Fuck.
It's the guns that are
they don't
fuck, it's like, dude,
guns
like
kill.
No,
the people that pull the trigger.
But here's the thing: my kid is about to go to public school in September. Like, he's about to go in kindergarten.
Yeah, but bro,
and fucking
school shootings mostly happen down south, not up.
No, here. No, I know, but like, there's been times where like the Condon school up here has found guns in school and shit.
Yeah, that's because there's a fucking it's outside the projects. There's a whole lot of gang banging activity.
Someone had a fucking gun when I was in high school. Like, they
yeah, Southie High.
No.
Oh no, you didn't go to Southie High.
Someone
my
just
bad.
You didn't hear that shit that on the news about that kid in Charlestown, how that got caught?
Yeah, I saw that shit.
Yeah, bro, that's common. You'd be surprised
bro.
How many times
they bring it in. Like, it's not like a story, but like,
so my thing is this: like, what do you guys think should be done with the schools? Like, you know, people are saying, oh. Have armed security there or give teachers guns or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? With all these school shootings.
Like, at certain times, they should at least have a police officer outside at least. At least. Yeah. At least.
Fuck one police officer, man. Have a whole SWAT team outside, dude. But hey, you want $50 an hour for a detail? Come on.
You'd have a few of my school.
It's crazy because people be like, yo, school shooters are white, right? Prime example. The last couple ones that happened, they weren't white.
They were
Spanish.
They were Spanish, yeah.
So it's like, I feel like it's just a down south thing, bro.
But it's like you, but the reason why they say that is because you never hear about a black man or a black woman walking into a fucking elementary school or some shit and shooting up the place because they got bullied or some shit, you know, or like a fucking grown ass adult.
I'm going to hit you with knowledge real quick.
All right.
So like, this is from, like, my point of view. So, me growing up, I got bullied because of my skin color, believe it or not. Mm. Like, I got bullied because I'm white. Mm. So, it's like, some people, like, you don't see, like, black people really getting bullied in school for being black. Because out here, it's like, you know, mostly black schools. Fair?
You don't see that a lot today, but back then, it was different, you know?
Like,
about segregation, but like, today is different.
I mean, back then, I would say it's worse. Because think about it. I'm from Dorchester, right? People from Dorchester used to get jumped by you motherfuckers out here because we're from Dorchester.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's kind of like a history thing, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, but now it's like, how do I say it? Like, it branched more. Now it's in schools. Now it's in the streets. Now it's in social, mm-hmm. mostly on social media.
Yeah.
Social media is huge with that shit.
No, absolutely. Anyone else got an opinion on all this shit?
You know, I sort of said my piece. Like, bottom line, like, what should these schools do to protect children, dude? Because, like, now it's like, yo, I got a wife, I got a 4-year-old son, you know, he's not my biological son, but I call him my son. I don't care. That's my baby boy right there. And he's about to be in school in September. And listen, you know what, white boy?
you gotta know how to fight.
I know. Oh no, definitely no, 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 dude. Before all that, he's gonna know how to kick ass. He already knows how to kiss girls. So
who the fuck he kissing?
I'll go fuck dude, he's kissed like at least 5 girls or 10 girls already, dude.
Be like him. I'm telling Kadesha.
But you know, she knows, and she blames me for it.
You see where Isaiah, you see where Isaiah gets it from too? I agree.
Like, it's not my fault he's a hoe.
I mean, to be fair, he did see a lot with me and Tati.
Oh, dude. Really?
Yeah, he did see a lot of that shit. And he used to say, ew. It was like, so basically, he's like, oh, this is what mommy and men do.
That was somebody's fucking cigarette.
Dude. What? Oh, Reds? Yeah, that was mine.
Son of a bitch, here you go.
You just dropped it again. Oh, and there's my lighter. All right.
Let me get one of those. I'm 10 drinks in, and I'm starting to feel it.
Oh, all my right. Fucking God. No. Yo.
Are we going to talk about my podcast topic for the day?
You didn't let's do that. No, I did see your Snapchat. Right. But what's the topic of the day, Big N?
The fucking meaning of life.
The meaning of life?
Oh, my God.
We all live to die.
There you go. Thanks.
Come on, that's not
folks.
Funny.
Tune in next week.
That's not funny, bro. That's fucked. Oh my God, that's fucked
true,
up.
Though. We all do live.
Or like, each time we age, we're getting closer to dying.
Pretty much.
Damn.
More or less that, yes.
All right.
Our
so
age, right, we're getting close, bro. We're too close. I'm
too close.
I would say the meaning.
I'm about to be 30. It's pulling up on me.
I thought
like
you were
Stephen 23. Curry.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, how old are
you? I'm 28. You're
28? Yeah. No, nobody believes I'm 28.
Dude, Stormy's always been... So for those who don't know, Stormy, Big N, and I, the three of us grew up in the Boys and Girls Club together.
Right.
Stormy has always been the oldest in the Boys and Girls Club.
I came in the picture like 4 years ago.
I guess so.
Something like that.
Whatever.
I met you 2 years ago.
No.
I met you summer of 2020.
No,
dude. Y'all broke up last year, bro. It's 2022,
bro,
my dude.
Bro, I
did a lot of alcohol and a lot of dabs.
Oh, my God.
I'm surprised I didn't remember my name at this point.
Bro, off topic, but I like the hoodie. It's a cool hoodie.
I actually do, too, actually. I like those.
Bro, I didn't even want to buy it. It was like $65. I was
$65?
Huh?
Yeah.
Where'd you get it?
Berlin Coat Factory.
Then you want that was in Burlington? For real?
You want to know what's crazy? These shoes? Oh, well, not these ones. But I got purple shoes. You know how much them shits cost? You won't believe the price.
$140.
No, $40.
Oh, shit. Never
mind. Yeah, you won't believe what they hit
$40. What a fucking deal.
I was like, yo, $40 for shoes, but $65 for a sweatshirt. I feel like a bitch.
Bro, I hope that sweatshirt...
Oh, shit.
Oh, we're fighting now.
We're not talking about it.
No, we're fighting right now, bro. That was his drinks.
Ain't nobody fighting. What just happened?
I was just kidding, bro.
What's up?
Y'all can hit me up. My Snapchat XX white boy XX1.
We're not advertising.
I need some girls. I'm a white boy. I'll take care of you real good. Take care of all your needs. I promise.
I don't know if girls will watch your podcast.
He said he'll take it away to play pool.
Wait, they got pool in there? I thought they only had darts.
Nah, it's free pool in there, bro.
They got darts. They got fucking bowling.
Bowling.
They don't got bowling.
Y'all got like $400.
We're not going to Whitey's.
Pick up some fine.
I'm itching to play some pool.
We're in the projects. I know for a fact there's a girl right now that would strip for us for $100 right now.
Oh, good God.
Wow.
Yo, Nick's like, whoa, hold on.
But meaning of life, is that the real topic?
I mean,
no, Melvin, you picked the topic. This is your show.
Yeah.
Goddamn right, it's my show.
The meaning of life is like, you live to be happy, and then you grow older and realize life fucking sucks.
grows to realize that girls are always cracked up with you.
Oh my god. You guys are terrible. Realize
girls are liars.
Bro, they say we lie.
Oh, I was like, where's my cigarette?
That's actually crazy.
Your cigarette's in your hand.
No, it's right there.
Like, dude, you men lie a lot. I mean, you guys don't. You girls lie. You girls keep saying you have no baby daddies, bro. Go ahead. You got three kids.
Yo, oh my god.
No, Brian,
fucking,
got,
bro.
Oh, I got a whole family, but I take care of them all.
Yeah.
No, I mean, listen. Life is what you make it, okay? Life is what you fucking make it. You know, if you...
He's a brother, right?
If you want to be... And it's like, you got to understand, like...
I know
him. You know, when people say the meaning of life, you got to understand, like, when you're alive, you want to build a legacy. You want to build a legacy that, you know, when you have children and you die... They carry that. They carry on that legacy. They're proud. They got to be proud.
You're telling me the meaning of life is to plant your seed in many girls as you can. And have as many babies.
That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying, if you are going to have kids, make sure you're having them for the right reason. Two, with the right person.
Tell me about that.
And three, make sure you're ready. Make sure you have...
Financially.
Right, make sure you, well,
and mentally.
Mentally, more mentally than financially, I'll say. More mentally than financially. Financially, no, nobody's financially prepared to have a kid. Like, nobody's financially prepared to have a kid.
I work at Stop and Shop, them diapers are $20.
Yeah, yo, for real, dog.
Condoms are like
10. Oh, my, for real. Like, come on, bro. Would you rather spend $10 on condoms or $20 on diapers every fucking week? Because kids shit a lot. Shit and piss a lot.
It depends on what girl it is. If it's a girl, maybe, if I like.
No, fuck that. Fuck all that.
But the bitch try to be on something, I'm putting you on child support on the first, the first week he's born. I'm going to be like, bitch, you tweak it. That's different.
Right.
You know what's funny? There was, like, a lot of teenagers that were going there. Jared Art, New York, there.
So... Like I said, life is what you make it, man. You know? Are you guys not going to be in this podcast anymore?
Oh, no, we were just, like, talking about the meat of life.
Reminiscing about the boys.
Yes. We were talking about the meat of life.
The meat of life is...
Ah! Oh, shit. My bad, Chris.
I paid $90 for these shoes.
My bad, bro. Listen.
Here looking nice.
I think the meaning of life is defined... It's to find our own meaning, and we have the freedom to do that.
Exactly. Yeah. So basically what I was saying is, like, you know, I was saying life is what you make it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So if I wanted to drop everything and just be a porn star, I should do it?
If you want to do that.
Make you happy, then yes.
Right. I mean, make sure you're happy. Make sure you make yourself happy. Yeah, I know, but, you know, a lot of porn stars retire because they don't like rough sex and shit. They don't like... Fucking, you know, like, you know, a lot of male porn stars are forced to do gay porn, even though they're straight.
I wish a motherfucker would.
Like, there's a lot of female porn stars that are forced to have, you know, to do that face fuck shit where like, you have to throw up on the guy's dick and whatever.
Oh, my
God,
dude.
Or they got to do a gangbang video because they're going to get paid $50,000 for a gangbang video. So you got to fuck 10 dudes at once. Like, that's crazy. Same thing with stripping. You want to, like me personally, I'm not going to drop my job that I get paid, or my current job and my other job I just got promoted. So I'm going to be making $23 an hour wearing plain clothes at Saks Fifth Avenue. So please do not come in and steal because I will fuck you up. dude, I'm not going to drop all that to be a fucking drug dealer or a stripper or none of that.
They film a porno there.
Dude, oh my God. It's funny you say that because there's something I got to share with y'all, right? So when was it? Tuesday. I'm at work. I come back from my smoke break. Last smoke break of the night. Fucking got 30 minutes till the store closes. The store manager walks up to me, goes, yo,
there's a couple having sex in the bathroom. I need you to kick them out. I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, how do you know? Because I walked in on them. They didn't lock the door. I'm like, oh my God.
I would have been like, let them finish, bitch.
So I'm like scared to do it. And I'm like, I put my ear to the door and I hear a girl moaning. You know, I heard her go, ah, oh, yeah. Yeah, dude. And so the manager's like, you know what? Fuck this. Are you serious? You don't want to kick them out? Like, yo, I'm going to let them finish. She's like, nah, fuck that. Boom, boom, boom. You guys got to go. And I'm like, security.
Get the fuck up.
Dude, they open the door. They come out. It was two Asian girls.
Oh, shit.
One of them was a straight dyke. The other one, yo, was thick as shit, great. Dude. Yeah, no, like a legit dyke, bro. Fucking, oh, my God. You know. Like, had your hair cut and everything. So, fucking, I had to deal with that. I had to chase after a homeless person that stole four belts.
I don't think that's bad. I had sex on an elevator at Boston Children's Hospital.
Oh, you're going to hell for that. You had sex on an elevator in my hospital, Children's Hospital?
Yes, sir.
Hey, that probably
right
was
right on
good.
The elevator.
It was probably good, though.
How the fuck did you... Wait, was it while the elevator was moving?
Oh, so when you go in the elevator, if you press the door close button, the doors will close, but the elevator won't move.
Oh, my God. Dude, what if someone fucking pressed the button to take the elevator and it just opened on you? I gotta hear this.
We didn't know that the elevator was moving, so... Next thing you know, the elevator stops, the door's open. So, like, she had to go like this. So, she's sitting like this. Has me push, like, against the fucking wall like this.
My lighter fell somewhere. Okay. Yeah. So, oh, my God.
So, next thing you know, they're looking at us, and we're just, like, you know, just looking straight like, we ain't doing shit.
Yo, that's wild, bro. You're crazy as fuck.
I'm a sex addict.
All right, let's see. It is a better topic. The craziest place you've had sex at. Okay, yours is the elevator.
Oh, my ex is on her aunt's bed, and I lost a condom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
On her aunt's bed?
Yeah.
Dude, honestly, I can't say shit because
we didn't get in trouble, so I'm assuming it never got found. Or...
Dude. No, mine is worse because I've had sex on my mom's bed, my grandma's bed. I'm definitely going to hell. I'm definitely going to hell.
Dude. I had sex on my basement on a table.
Okay, basement on a table. Okay, what about public? Like, what's the craziest place in public you had sex at?
Outside, you know, Boston Children's Hospital, how they have like that fucking Boston outside area.
Like oh, yeah. Where all the tables are and shit?
There's, like, a little staircase. It's, like, a maintenance area that no one can see. Right there.
Oh, my God. Mine was in South Bay Mall right over here. Behind, so it was a TJ Maxx loading dock. It was right behind a dumpster. Like, well, up against a tree behind a dumpster. It was with Jayla, actually. That's where Jayla and I first did it.
Nah.
But fuck.
She is listening. I got a white day.
Oh shit! But my wife is gonna listen. Sorry, babe. Damn. Ego, I'm in the doghouse. I'm in the dog. I don't care. I don't care for edit. I want viewers. Damn it.
Yo, I guarantee you, she's watching. She's listening right now. Like, I'm gonna get.
Yo, today she was yelling at me every because earlier today we were over here and I was going through my contacts and I'm like, who's this bitch? Who's that bitch? And she goes, yo, you're about to get fucked up. I'm like, yo, babe, I don't know these people. I don't remember these people. Like, I get drunk and I give up my number. What the fuck?
Damn, like, can I get a girl that calls back to me like that? Like, what the fuck?
Alright, we're going to Whitey's.
Let's go, like,
Melvin.
What?
No, we're not going to Whitey's. I'm not going to Whitey's.
I've been going a while anyway. I need to play pool, bro. I'm itching to play pool.
Listen, you better not pull this shit on Saturday, bro.
I just want my dick wet.
Oh, my God.
Bro, don't we all.
No,
Saturday, no, we're going to have fun for it.
Hell yeah, dude. We're going to have a blast.
What's happening Saturday?
Cookout right back here.
Nice.
I gotta work.
Ah, shit, really? Damn, bro, you don't want my nice burgers, dog?
Dude, all I do is work. I literally work like 2 weeks in a row.
Also be at work.
Yeah, I know. No, no, but I'm gonna be I'm gonna be starting at 1:30 though.
Oh, okay.
I gotta work, right?
Yeah, I can
pop
in.
Yeah,
I
can
yeah. Huh?
I mean, I can show up.
Yeah, dude, at 1:30 is yo, the grill's right there and the charcoal's right under the grill. So,
oh, that's fucked.
You know,
Kemba's going to the Pistons.
Kemba Walker's going to the Pistons?
It's not bad.
Are you fucking kidding me?
He got
okay, so what's y'all opinion about Boston Celtics? Like, when they play for our team, it ruins careers. What do y'all... Because that's a thing. Kemba Walker, RJ Hunter, Taco Fall. Like, these are people that are saying, like, Boston Celtics pretty much ruined their career. Because they're not doing it. They didn't do anything with them.
Well, first off, if Taco Fall stayed with the Celtics...
He got traded.
I know. But if he didn't get traded, he...
He could have been a problem.
Yeah. Because he was already a problem. Like, dude, he was a problem when he was on the Celtics. But we needed Al Horford back. And you know, and that's another person I want to talk about, Al Horford. Listen, I don't care if the Celtics lost. They lost. Listen... The fact that it took them 12 years and they actually kept fighting.
And got there
after 12 years of waiting. Dude, I cried when they beat Miami. I cried. I was literally on, like, face down on the floor, bawling my eyes out. Because they fucking made it after 12 years. I remember when they made it 12 years ago. I remember when they won it 14 years ago. Yeah. You know, I cried. You know what I mean? Because that was big for me. Like, I don't care. Like, listen, I don't care if they win, lose, or draw. I don't care.
When Obama got elected.
Exactly. Exactly, bro. So what's it going to take? We need another black president for the Celtics to win? Like, come on. But listen. No. We had a great run. And Al Horford was the first Dominican player to make it to the NBA Finals. He could have been the very first NBA player to win the Finals. It didn't happen. Maybe next year. Big Al, love you, bro. I know him personally. I've met him before. He's a cool dude. Dude, you know what's crazy? So like a few days after they lost, right? Mm-hmm. Guess who showed up to my job on a Saturday and it was my day off and I wasn't there? Jason Tatum's mom and his son Deuce showed up to Saks Fifth Avenue. Because
how
his
you
thing
name your son Deuce, like
that's a hell of a name, dude. Deuce is such a unique name.
Deuce got to take a deuce.
I'm Jason Tatum.
No. So there's an associate there, a buddy of mine. He, whenever famous people walk in, he takes pictures of them. And he follows NBA. Like, he used to play, dude, he played for Kobe's team in China. So he's a Chinese dude. He's known Kobe. Like, no.
You want some birthday cake dabs?
No. Nobody's doing drugs here. but fucking dude, yeah, man. He played for Kobe's team in China.
Who?
My coworker. One of the employees at Saks. He's like my height. He's a little bit taller than me. He got that Yao Ming height. You know, he reminds me of Yao Ming because, you know.
So he's like 7'2", 7'7".
No. He's not 7'7", but like.
Yep.
He's shorter than that. He's like 6'5". But like, you know,
so
what I'm
like
saying?
He's like a power forward type.
Yeah. That was his position. That was literally his position. He was a power forward. Yeah. But no. When he was living in China, he said he was like 16, 17. He met Kobe Bryant a couple of times because Kobe Bryant was his coach.
You played basketball with me, right?
Yeah.
How like I learned how I could shoot and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You know how I learned that? My gym teacher in high school, he used to play college basketball, and he taught me how to, like, you know, the form and shit. Yeah. That's how I learned how to play basketball.
That's good shit. My uncle taught me basketball, just like he taught me baseball. He was better at teaching me baseball than basketball.
I always wanted to learn how to play baseball, but the only thing I really got down is probably how to be a pitcher. I never got the swing.
Pitching is tough. Pitching is, yeah.
I don't think I could play baseball, because just imagine you getting hit with like a ball that's hit 115 miles at your face.
Mm.
What the fuck?
Right.
How the fuck are you even breathing?
Yo, that's crazy. Speaking of baseball, my twin nephews, they play in the Little League over in East Boston. They, you know, Little League, Seattle Mariners. They had just made it to the finals. So, like, the Little League World Series and the local Little League World Series. They play the Yankees next week. Congratulations, boys. Congratulations to your entire team. Coach Brandon, hell of a job. Congratulations to you, too.
Barry Bonds' record, 50 home runs in a season.
Hey, and just remember, F the Yankees. Even though they're in first place in real MLB. I don't care. Fuck the Yankees. But yeah, congratulations, boys.
I dare you to go to Bronx, New York and say that.
Fuck the Yankees.
Dude, I'll go to Bronx, New York wearing all Red Sox shit. I dare somebody to try something.
Let's fucking go, dude.
Dude, okay, oh my God. I'm with it. Yo, let me go get my Pedro Martinez jersey from my mom's house real quick.
Let me see this.
Oh, God.
I got some New York Chronicles for y'all.
Uh-oh.
I went to New York, right? Tell me why the first thing I get off at Times Square. Everyone knows where Times Square is,
yeah,
right?
Hell yeah, yeah.
You know, like the whole... All the not, stores and shit. You know, down like Lower Manhattan, yep, Mid yep. Manhattan, all that shit, that's
Midtown,
where I was.
Midtown, Lower Town, yeah.
Tell me why the first thing I fucking see when I step off the fucking bus is a guy running across the street away from police. The police, yo, I bullshit you not, the police officer loses his fucking hat, chasing him across the intersection, bro. Yo, they grabbed the fucking guy. I didn't know if I should, like, record, help the guy, because he immediately just started yelling, help, help. I'm looking, yo, they're not doing nothing to him. They're just holding him like this.
Are you kidding me?
And he's yelling, help!
He was on drugs or something.
Yeah, bro, because it's crazy, because I'm watching, everyone's recording. I'm like, this is kind of fucked up, but I guess it's New York. Next thing you know, I seen an ambulance. I'm like, yo, they're really about to take this dude away. And it's crazy, because 2 hours later, bro, I'm walking in, I'm walking, enjoying the sights. Tell me why I see some guy, like, fucked up ODing and shit. Yo, I'm not from here, so I try not to say nothing.
Right.
But some people are calling the ambulance and shit. The ambulance show up, they look at me. I'm like, not me, this motherfucker right here. You see him fucking laid out. Yo, when I tell you New York is the craziest shit I've ever seen in my 23 years. 23 years, craziest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Yo, that's wild.
What part of the city was that in?
That's Manhattan, Times Square and shit. So that's the city. That's like the downtown crossing of New York.
No, I've been to like.
But you gotta realize New York is like 3 times bigger than Mass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, compared to Boston, they're like 5 times bigger.
Dude, especially their downtown, dude, you get lost easily.
Dude, I got lost like 5 times.
Oh my fucking god, dude! It's all like grits.
You know, you know what I hate about New York? There's only one thing I hate about New York. I love New York.
What do you hate, man?
I hate taking the trains out there. I hate public transportation out there.
I almost got robbed on the train.
What's wrong with the train? Like, what's the problem with it? I haven't been on.
You've never been on? Okay.
Our trains
are simple. There's an orange line, a green line, blue line, all that shit.
I know they have like the fucking A.
They got the whole alphabet, dude. Yeah. But like, here's the thing: the whole alphabet goes to the same station. Goes to every single fucking station in the state,
really?
Or in the
Some
city.
Some of them go to like, you know, different.
So like parts. If you, so let's say you're in Manhattan, and you want to go to Long Island. You gotta take a fucking. You gotta wait for like, a train, bro, and it'll be skipping stops and shit. And I got nervous, dude.
Yeah, fucking express train or some shit, like skipping stops.
And another thing I don't like about the trains in New York is that it's more expensive than here.
Yeah, you know what else I hate about.
So in Boston, you take the train. It's $2.40. You take the bus. It's $1.70. In New York, it's like $6 for the train,
damn,
$5 for the bus.
It's fucking nuts.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
And motherfuckers think gas prices are bad.
You know what else they do in New York? So you know like how we have our train carts in the doors, we can't open them.
Mm.
Bro, when I tell you in New York, they will literally just open the fucking train car door, walk into the next train car, go.
They just do that. Walk through the whole train.
Oh, yeah,
they
yeah,
open
yeah.
them and everything.
Just what's the purpose of doing that?
Because they got the chains up and shit so people don't fall over. So you know how
what's
so like
the purpose
in the car.
Of moving to the next bro, train?
Bro, if it's crowded and Melvin. Shit. Or if you're homeless and you're panhandling, you just move on to the next
one.
Yeah.
A bullshit. One guy, like, he came in, was yelling at people, went out, bro. While the train's going through a tunnel and everything, stepped outside the door, lit a cigarette, was smoking a cigarette between the train cars. I was like, yo,
That would be me. That would be me.
Yeah, you'd be the New York.
I would do some shit like that.
New York Melvin.
I would do some shit like that.
I was like, yo, they're fucking tweaking out here.
No, but I gotta show you a video, bro.
If we do that shit, we get arrested.
Yo, for real. Because we're not allowed to open those train car doors.
Oh, I almost got arrested in New York, too.
Oh, my goodness.
You want to hear it? So, you know how out here we jump the fucking trains and we don't...
Dude, they don't play that shit over there.
I fucked up. I did it right outside of Trump Towers. That train
station. Oh, you're Trump crazy,
what,
dude.
What'd you do?
I jumped over the
You jumped the turnstile. You jumped the turnstile.
Yo, tell me
without paying, dude.
You know how we have MBTA police?
Yeah.
Fuck MBTA police. They had, like, Secret Service guys in fucking
suits, Yep.
Walk up to us and they were like, oh, where you guys from? We showed them our IDs. Right as soon as they said mask, they were like, let them go. They're like, they for let them go. Yo, I thought I was going
to Which is understandable, arrested. But, like, if you were a resident, like, if your ID said New York, oh, you know better. Come on. You're coming with us.
Yeah.
Me
and my boy would have been fucked. Lucky he was white as shit. I mean, like, whiter than me, bro. I mean, like, sour.
No, I know. But like over there, they don't care about, right? They'll take anybody.
The same over here, bro. Have you ever seen that fucking
But, like, here's the thing. The transit police over here, they don't arrest people. They just give them a ticket.
No, bro, they arrested my boy fucking...
In Boston, really?
He deserved it, though. He threw a water bottle at him, like, threw it at their head.
That's assault. That's assault, so he definitely deserved
it. He ran on the fucking... You know where Andrew is?
Yeah,
ramp that goes onto the fucking highway?
Oh, my God.
He ran on the highway. Yo, they picked him up and slammed him on his head on the highway.
Oh, shit.
This is what I wanted to show you.
Sorry. This New York City. Yep.
Subway cart surfing in fucking New York City.
Oh, no way. Get the fuck out of here, dude. Oh, my God.
They ride on the fucking train.
That's where I was.
Yeah, they just open the fucking doors, but they like...
They
just chilling.
They did not climb on that shit.
They chill on the top of the train.
Dude. Oh, my God.
This is in New York.
That's fucking crazy.
Yo.
They just chill on the fucking top.
I would do that.
Are you fucking shitting me?
As long as I know there's no tunnels coming.
Yo!
They open the door and
yeah, once they saw the cop, of course. Because that cop is going to be following the fucking thing.
Everyone just looks at them like, what the fuck?
That's another thing, bro. People will stare literally, if they could tell you not from out there, they will.
Fucking weird.
Oh, yeah, they'll grill the shit out of you.
Because I remember I was talking to my friend after some guy tried to rob us on the train. And I told my friend, I was like, I'm from Boston. If you're going to rob me, you're going to try. I bullshit you not. Everyone looked at me with the meanest eye. I was like, oh, shit. Yo. I shouldn't have said that.
But, no, I mean, some of y'all know, I used to live in New York. I lived in New York for 2 years.
Where?
I was in Long Island.
I went to one of the beaches out there, not too far from the train station.
Oh, far from that Long Island train station? That train station, was it above a highway?
No, it's like, it was
because
like,
I was deep in...
The train was above the road, but when you came down, there was like a bodega and then other fucking stores and shit on the other side, restaurants and shit.
I think I know what you're talking about, but like I lived in like the white part of Long Island though, like
it was the white part.
Okay, yeah, okay. So you were in the Valley Stream area. That's where I was. I had a nice apartment. I didn't own it. Obviously, it was my grandmother had gotten married and we moved over there. The guy, he was from New York and he owned his own business. No, I never been to Florida. I've only been to the Tampa airport. That's it. Oh, no, not the Tampa airport. Tampa has an airport.
This is why I want to go to Florida and I want to bring everyone like, yo,
dude, I want to have my bachelor party in Miami.
Where my grandfather owns his house in Florida.
Mm.
I would say like 2-3 miles away. They have a fucking go-karts.
Oh, God.
I bullshit you not. It's a it's over a mile, like fucking track.
Oh, shit. Wow.
And they got different ones. They got the Golden State Bridge where you race on the Golden State Bridge.
I'm going to run real quick, dude.
Where you going? Are you out of here?
I get to run to the clock.
No, oh, all right, bro. It's, yeah. Yeah, go do your thing, man.
Swing by if you're
around. Yeah. If I'm still around, I mean, well, I gotta leave soon. I got to leave at like 12 because, you know, I don't got Uber money. Fuck. All right, bro. Yeah, I'll see you when I see you. All right, Big N has left the building.
Hey, it's the Big N. So you're just taking a piss on your podcast?
Hell yeah. I do this all the time. What was I gonna say? Let's see.
Am I being too fucked up?
A little bit. Let's see. Can someone explain to me what the fuck is monkeypox?
Monkeypox? It's like chickenpox but bigger.
Yeah.
Basically.
Are they like deadly, though? Yes. Are they deadly? Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes.
You can fucking die, like, pretty instantly.
Because, I haven't done enough research. Like, I heard about it, and I'm like, dude, like...
You got Google.
I know. You're right. You know what? Let me Google this shit right now. Let me Google this shit right now, man.
It leaves, like, big-ass welts on your fucking body.
Fucking, let me see. Monkeypox. Because, they said there was a...
Be careful going to Whitey's. You might get someone with monkeypox.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, monkeypox be everywhere right there.
It's in the COVID.
Bro, and, like, that's the thing. Like, I feel like the...
Yo, they say history repeats itself, right?
Hmm.
Boom. Prime example. Yeah, is your shit still on?
Yeah.
Right. Prime example, right? History repeats itself. We got the plague, right?
Yeah.
The Black Plague that happened. You know what I'm talking about.
The Black Plague, yep.
Yeah, all that shit. Boom. 2020 hits. What do we got?
Coronavirus.
It was a plague.
Mm-hmm.
It affected the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
And now, history repeats itself. World War II, World War III. You got China about to beef with Taiwan. Over their piece of land. Because China wants Taiwan. Because they're saying it's part of Taiwan, right?
Yeah.
You got Russia attacking Ukraine.
Mm.
And then you got South Korea want to beef with North Korea right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're back in Russia. What people fail to realize, those are all chemical warfare countries.
God damn, bro.
So, World War III is about to happen. History repeats itself.
So, this is what I found online. It says about monkeypox. The outbreak marked the first time the disease has spread widely outside Central and West Africa cases. So it comes from Africa. Cases have mainly, but not exclusively, been identified amongst men who have sex with men.
So gay people.
Okay, so are we talking about HIV AIDS again? Like another outbreak of AIDS or some shit? Like that would be my question.
Because there's females.
But
there's females that got it.
But health authorities emphasize that anyone could catch the disease, particularly if they have close contact with a symptomatic person. Initial WHO assessments, assessments expressed the expectation of the outbreak to be contained and of low impact to the general population.
This is not about COVID.
In affected countries. Exactly. They said the same thing about COVID.
It's in the U.S. now.
No, I know, and there's a case in Massachusetts. As far as I know, I think there's only one that I heard. Yeah. There's only one. Monkeypox is a viral infection that manifests a week or two after exposure, with fever and other non-specific symptoms, then produces a rash with blisters that can last for a couple of weeks before usually clearing up. Infections before the current outbreak, 1-3% people with known infections have died without treatment. Cases in children are more likely to be severe.
Makes sense.
So, what do they say about vaccination? You know.
They're probably
they're talking about get the smallpox vaccine. You know, it could be effective, which I got all my vaccines. I'm not worried about that.
I don't think I got my smallpox.
It's chickenpox.
Yeah.
Smallpox is chickenpox. Dude. Whoever raised you as a baby and shit had to have fucking brought you to, you know what I mean?
My grandparents.
Okay. So.
That are.
But you could also look up your medical records from whatever hospital you used to go to and shit.
Well, that's the thing. I go to BMC, but I was born in South Shore.
All right, you were born in South Shore, but you went to BMC since you were a baby?
I couldn't tell you if I was a baby. I remember going there when I was at least maybe 6.
All right, I would ask questions to your grandparents, you know, just to make sure you have that vaccine.
Can't even tell me who my dad is. Fuck out of here with that shit.
I don't know what the hell they're cheering about. So symptoms include fever, swollen lymph nodes, and a rash that forms blisters and then crusts over. Oh, that sounds nasty. The time from exposure to onset of symptoms ranges from 5 to 21 days. Again, COVID. That sounds just like COVID.
What?
Says the symptoms will develop from 5 to 21 days. Well, with COVID, it's different because they say it takes takes a week or two. Yeah.
Yeah, when I caught it,
takes like 5 to 14 days to develop symptoms. Yeah.
I didn't get symptoms though.
No, for real.
Like the only symptoms I had.
Were you vaccinated though? No. Okay.
The only symptoms I had was a fever.
And a cough.
And a cough.
You didn't have no chills or nothing.
A little bit. Not too bad. The chills lasted like a fucking day.
This disease is caused by monkeypox virus, a zoonotic virus, and the genus Arthropox virus. What the fuck? Okay, so basically it's another version of chickenpox is what it's saying. Because smallpox is chickenpox. I believe. If I'm wrong, just cuss me out on Facebook. Cuss me out on the Facebook page. I don't care. Of the two types in humans, the West African type causes a less severe disease than the Central African Congo Basin type. Okay, I know about Congo. It may spread from handling bushmeat, animal bites or scratches, body fluids, contaminated objects, or other close contact with an infected person. So pretty much, if you want to be on your whole shit right now, use a condom. Because they're talking about it happens with men having sex with men.
Thank God.
Which,
that's
how that's part of the reason how the HIV AIDS spreaded. You know, the whole HIV outbreak back in the 80s or whatever. You know what I mean?
That's because in the 80s, they were fucking doing cocaine like it was nothing.
Oh, my God, dude. And, like, that's part of the reason why Freddie Mercury died. Freddie Mercury, the lead singer of Queen.
Fat Pat, if you hear this, come outside.
No, Fat Pat's at work.
Oh, motherfucker.
Yeah, he's working, man.
What's the other guy's name? What's the other guy's name?
The other guy.
Not Fat Pat, the other guy.
Chief?
No, the other big guy.
Oh, the other big guy? Oh, it's Stevie?
Stevie!
Nah. He's done for the night. He has to work in the morning. So fucking... Nah,
fucking adult.
He'll be out here Saturday, though. Wait, what are you doing tomorrow?
I don't know. I'm trying to see if this MILF came back.
Oh, my God. You want to fuck with MILFs? Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, like a molder.
Jesus Christ.
They're more experienced.
Don't mind white boy Chris. He's crazy as fuck.
Hey, I tried a relationship. It didn't fuck. So now I'm being a hoe. Put my dick wherever it fits.
Oh, my God. Let's see.
I mean, unless
so we got a few minutes left.
Unless somebody wants to be my little boo thing.
All right, any loose bitches out there? Make sure you don't have the clap or none of that, and just fucking hit me up, and I'll send your information to White Boy Chris. He's a good looking guy who makes a lot of money for you gold digger bitches out there.
But I ain't supplying you, bitch.
I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke nigga. let's see. I don't know. It sounds like they're having a party in there. My neighbors are having a party and they didn't invite me. That's disrespectful. I'm going to get them evicted. I mean, that's it for me. You know, I don't know what else to say. We only got a few minutes left before Anchor cuts me off respectfully.
Fuck that Anchor.
Is it Anchor?
Yeah, the app that made me do the podcast, you know. Yo, pass me one, bro. I know we got plenty in there.
Yeah.
But this has been the Social Circle. I'm yours, Big Drink. Thank you for my guests who were here and for the one that left. Stormy, anything to say to the loyal socialaholics?
Stay 6 feet apart. All right, so take care of yourselves, guys. Watch your health. Have fun this weekend. Don't drink too much.
Hell yeah. It's the summertime, y'all.
It's summertime. All right, drink so much, all right?
Summer is here. And we'll see you next time.
Where are those Brazilian bitches?
We'll see you next time on the Social Circle. Big Drink out.